This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Do you have a view on infrastructure development in the continent? And have you tried to get access to some of these mega project spending, these mega spending projects? What is the difficulty you've been experiencing with knowing which are the right channels to follow? Where do you go? Do you know that there are funding instruments all across the continent which are designed specifically, which have ring-fenced AU money to make many of these mega projects develop and bring them into fruition? Well, if you didn't know, perhaps you should be listening to some of the conversations that are happening at PIDA, which is the African Union's Strategic Framework for Regional and Continental Infrastructure Development. And PIDA is intended to be a common framework for African stakeholders to build the infrastructure necessary to integrate the continent physically, economically, and socially. In other words, to bring to life the dream that we have of really optimizing intra-continental trade. How far are we away from achieving this goal, and what are some of the obstacles that still lie in front of us? And to tell us more about PIDA Week, but also how it serendipitously coincides with the coming to life or the animation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, is Dr. Tawela Nyirenda Jere, who is a supervisor of economic integration for ADA and NEPAD. Dr. Nyirenda Jere, good morning to you and welcome to Power Breakfast.
Good morning, Iman, and good morning to your listeners.
So for those who are outside the know, and really to simplify the what have been complex conversations, but useful conversations and practical conversations at PIDA Week, for an SMME in South Africa, for somebody who wants to get into these infrastructure development projects, what is the first step that they take?
So I think the first step, obviously, is to be aware and to know and to have the information. And that is one of the reasons why we organize PIDA Week, because it is a platform that allows us to engage directly with our various stakeholders, advise them of the developments on the continent in terms of infrastructure, but also provide them with that information in terms of how they can engage. So, for instance, you will have seen that over the week, during PIDA Week, we've had several sessions targeting, for instance, MSMEs very specifically, and private sector as well, in terms of the Continental Business Network. We've had sessions where we have introduced some of our initiatives around COVID response and targeting very specifically MSMEs. So I think it is important for our citizens and stakeholders to really take the interest to understand what institutions like AUD and NEPAD are doing as far as driving the continental agenda.
Conventional wisdom dictates that a number of the large infrastructure projects on the African continent tend to benefit external investors, non-African investors. How is this a moment of opportunity for African investors and for African companies who can really materialize this infrastructure aspiration that we have?
So I think we're all aware that with the coming in of trading under the Continental Free Trade Area from the 1st of January, that there will be a strong push as far as activity around intra-African trade, as well as the movement of goods and services across the continent. In that regard, we also then see a big push in terms of the infrastructure that will support all these trading activities. And therefore, there will definitely be opportunities in terms of investment for transboundary as well as national infrastructure that connects to transboundary infrastructure. And from our perspective, we are seeing opportunities for domestic resource mobilization, for investments from institutional investors, and opportunities also for MSMEs and SMEs that are able to pool resources and work on these big projects.
Dr. Tawela Nyirenda Jere is a supervisor for the Economic Integrated ADA NEPAD. Talking here about the Continental Free Trade Area Agreement. Dr. Tawela, you're speaking to faith now. I mean, when it comes to being able to do away with all the necessary red tape, it's been said that, unfortunately, it's not been cleared away by all member states. At the back of that, we've also got hopes for countries such as Botswana, for example, who would ratify the agreement. They said they would do so in December so that they can trade in January, but it had not done so as yet. So one wonders the time that is in that is going to take for, number one, all the member countries to actually decide to ratify, but number two, to clear away the red tape for trade?
So I think based, in terms of the contender free trade area, I think you agree with me that, number one, I think it's been a very historic achievement in terms of getting our member states to actually agree to the contender free trade area to sign the agreement and for trading to start. Now, clearly, countries are at different levels of readiness in terms of their ability to sign on and to begin trading under the CFTA. But I believe that as time goes and as we start seeing more trading activity happening in the context of the CFTA, that more and more countries will ensure that they have the relevant enabling environment that will allow them to participate in the CFTA.
What are your views, though, when it comes to the perspective that a lot of the countries on the continent would rather trade with their European counterparts, even for former colonizers, as opposed to trading with the rest of the continent or trading within the continent itself? And many times, countries such as the DRC, for example, even Botswana, at some instance, have been accused of saying, listen, guys, you are trading, even Angola, trading more with Europe than trading with your own. How then do we start changing the narrative around that?
So I think the way that we will change that narrative is when we start industrializing more and really creating local and regional value chains that serve our needs domestically. I think a lot of times the trading with international partners happens perhaps because we do not have some of the resources internally that would enable that free flow of goods and services across the continent. So we are pushing in terms of being able to also stimulate industrialization to get products manufactured locally and to enable those local products to be moved and traded freely within the continent.
Dr. Tawela Nirenda-Jere, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time. We're talking about opportunities for infrastructure development on the African continent. Our time is 24 after 8.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.